is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal health officials proposed two fixes for Obamacare. They would require insurers to update and correct provider directories at least once a month, with financial penalties for insurers that fail to do so. In addition, they hope to provide an out-of-pocket cost calculator to estimate the total annual cost under a given health insurance plan. The calculator would take account of premiums, subsidies, copayments, deductibles, and other out-of-pocket costs, as well as a person's age and medical needs. Liberia is being declared Ebola-free after a year of struggling with the disease. Employers added 223,000 positions in April, the Labor Department reported, and the unemployment rate decreased to 5.4%, a turnaround from disappointing performance in March, initially reported as a modest 120,000 gain and then revised down to 85,000. Still not much change in wages. Even as more states embrace legal marijuana, shops say they're being forced to pay crippling federal income tax because of a decades-old law aimed at preventing drug dealers from claiming their smuggling costs and couriers as business expense on their tax returns. In April, about 426 migrants were living in Catholic parishes across Germany, more than three times as many as last year, according to Asylum in the Church, an ecumenical organization that helps parishes with legal and logistical questions. The practice began in Berlin in the 1980s, inspired by the sanctuary movement in the United States, in which churches sheltered immigrants from El Salvador and Guatemala. There are now Israel-related divestment groups at hundreds of major colleges. So far this year, students have passed them on seven campuses and rejected them on eight. With the app SherpaShare, drivers can input their daily incomes, number of fares, working hours, expenses, and mileage to obtain not only more concrete information on their net pay, but also insights into the driving patterns that are most profitable for them. Many are finding they are barely making $10 an hour, not the 20 or more Uber promotes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.